弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今天本来不应该是我交通的哈。
Today I was not supposed to have fellowship with you.
但是我们就是讲另外一个讲员呢，今天有点问题，所以没办法交通。
Our other speaker had encountered some problems today, therefore he cannot come here today.
如果记得不错的话，这可能是今年发生的第三到第四次。
If I remember correctly, this is already the third or the fourth time this has happened.
这好像给我个人哈，或者给我觉得不只是给我个人，也是给众弟兄姊妹一个提醒。
I think this is not just a reminder for myself, but also for brothers and sisters.
我们在主面前哈。实在要仰望主极大的恩典。
That as we go before the Lord, we truly need to look to Him for His grace.
这个恩典呢，充满我们到一个地步哈。
And this grace fills us to a point.
使得我们可以随时做一个预备好的人。
It enables us to be a prepared person at all times.
这个我上来讲，不是我已经准备好一个讲章在那个地方。
As I stand here to share, it is not that I have a speech already written.
我们需要很多的弟兄姊妹，甚至每一个弟兄姊妹都在主面前预备好。
We need every brother and sister to be prepared before the Lord.
如果我们不是一个预备好的人，恐怕我们失掉了绝大多数主给我们能够，就是说主借着我们要成就他工作的机会都失去了。
If we're not a ready person, then we perhaps have lost most of the opportunities God has given us to do His work.
而最严重的一个问题就是
，And the most serious question or problem is，
如果主耶稣是今天来
，If Lord Jesus comes today，
如果是现在来
，If He comes now，
如果我们是一个没有预备好的
，If we are not prepared。
我们所受到的亏损就难以估计。
Then we cannot possibly estimate how much we will lose out.
所以我们要做一个预备好的人。
Therefore, we must be a ready person.
这是一个非常重要的。
This is very important.
这也是主在他临走之前对门徒一而再、再而三的劝勉。
And this is also the words that the Lord had given to his disciples.Repeatedly before he left.
这不只是主耶稣的劝勉。
And these are not only Lord Jesus' words.
也是主所使用过的众使徒。
And also the words of the disciples that he had used.
他们在离世之前呢，对于圣徒都一而再、再而三的劝勉。
And before they left the world, they also had these words for all saints repeatedly.
我们应该是一个随时预备好的人。
That we should be people who are prepared at all times.
如果我们是一个常常预备好等候在主面前的人。
If we are people who are constantly prepared before the Lord.
我们会经历很多奇妙的经历。
Then we will encounter many amazing experiences.
有的时候是我们没有准备要经历主。
And many times we are not prepared to experience the Lord.
但是如果我们真的是等候在主的面前。
But if we are truly waiting before the Lord.
你可以说那个奇妙的经历是不计其数的。
Then you can say that these amazing experiences are so numerous that you cannot calculate them.
虽然我们自己没有这个本事。
Even though we do not have this ability.
但是如果我们愿意。主可以帮我们带我们到预备好的那个状态。
But if we are willing, then the Lord can bring us into a state of readiness.
这预备好不是我们手中有什么东西。
And this readiness, it is not that we have something in our hands.
这预备好就是我们跟主呢能够保持不间断的而且通畅的交通。
This readiness is that we have this constant and not unobstructed fellowship with the Lord.
如果我们都要我们这个收集资料整理然后把它组织化之后才有东西可以交通的话。
If we have to gather information and then study it and organize it and then we have something to have fellowship about.
其实我们可以交通的很少。
then what we can have fellowship about is very little.
而且常常我们也会限制很多。
And often we would be limited.
但是你会发现，当你在主面前是个预备好的器皿。
But you will find that if you are a prepared instrument before the Lord,
如果你这个器皿是被打通的。
If this instrument is, can flow freely through,
也就是说 你是不但是一个承受的器皿，是一个成为一个流通的管道。
And that is to say that you are not only this instrument that have the capacity to receive, but you are this channel that things can, where things can flow through.
主可以做立即的，随时的供应。
And then the Lord can provide, can be your provision immediately.
我们有大家可以经历的机会。
We have these opportunities where we can experience.
因为原本安排我是下个星期交通的。
Because originally I was supposed to have fellowship with you next week.
所以我现在先跑到这个星期交通了。
But now I have moved it up 1 week and have fellowship with you this week.
所以安排讲台的弟兄呢，根据这个许多的反应。
Therefore, the brother who's scheduling the speakers, according to many brothers and sisters' comments.
许多反应就是我们感恩节特会回来之后呢，有许多弟兄姊妹盼望有一个针对感恩节聚会的各样的一个交通。
And the comments are that brothers and sisters, after coming back from the Thanksgiving retreat, would like to have a fellowship session based upon what we heard at the Thanksgiving retreat.
我们在主面前思想了一下。
And we thought about it before the Lord.
这样的交通应该是大家一起交通。
And such fellowship should be among all people.
就是我们众弟兄姊妹大家交通。
And that is fellowship among all brothers and sisters.
但我们需要预备一下。
But we need to be prepared.
所以还有一个星期。
Therefore, we have one more week.
好，这个星期请弟兄姊妹，你可以或许再回去听信息，或者回想一下主在感恩节特会当中，在你身上或在你看到的各样的工作。
During this week, you can go listen to the messages again, or you can recall what the Lord has done, the work He has done on you and other brothers and sisters.
所以我们可以在下个主日信息聚会的时间，大家有一个彼此的交通。
And therefore, next week, during the message time, we can have a fellowship between brothers and sisters.
那请记得是交通，不是讲道。
Please remember, this is having a fellowship. It is not to preach.
所以你不需要把那个道呢重新讲一遍。
Therefore, you do not need to repeat the message again.
所以你需要知道说你得着了什么。
But you do need to know what you have received.
或你遇见了什么。
Or what you have met.
所以有一个星期可以寻求的时间。
Therefore, you have 1 week's time to seek.
希望下个星期呢，主在我们当中能感动弟兄姊妹，能够起来分享。
I hope that the Lord will touch brothers and sisters among us to share with us next week.
还有另外一个机会。
And then there is another opportunity.
就是再过一个星期。
And then that is a week after that.
我们曾经发了一份的材料。
We had passed out some papers.
这是
some material.
那个书名叫做《人的破碎，灵的出来》。
The title of that material is called The Brokenness of Man and the Release of the Spirit.
这个是我们元旦交通的中心主题。
And that is the theme of our New Year's fellowship.
所以这还有两星期的时间。
And you have 2 weeks' time.
所以请弟兄姊妹在主面前预备。
Therefore, please ask brothers and sisters to be prepared before the Lord.
我们现在有一个这个具体的目标，让你预备比较容易。
We now have this this tangible objective for you to prepare to.
希望把握这个机会。
I hope you will take this opportunity.
也许那一天没有那么多时间，每一个人可以交通。
Perhaps that day we won't have so much time that every brother and sister can share.
但是你在主面前预备了，主就算数了。
But if you are prepared before the Lord, then the Lord counts it.
你预备了，然后等候主，到时候主叫你交通，你就交通。
If you are prepared and you're waiting for the Lord, and the Lord calls for you to share on that day, and then you can share.
你预备了，主没有感动你交通，你也没有浪费。
If you are prepared and the Lord did not call on to you to share, then it is also not wasted.
但这个是一个 你在主面前经历你在主面前预备的一个机会。
But this is an experience for you to prepare before the Lord, to experience the Lord.
我们到聚会来都不应该是被动的。
We should not be reactively coming to gatherings.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
我们是各做肢体。
And each one of us is a part.
不能只有一个两个肢体去预备。
It cannot be that only one part or two parts of the body is prepared.
应该是每一个肢体都在那预备。
It should be that every part of the body is prepared.
所以如果我们其他肢体都很活跃，就都很正常。
If all other parts of the body are under normal condition,
预备好是正常的哈。
To be prepared is a normal condition.
因为我们平常都不太注意这，所以我们把不预备好当正常。
Because we don't pay so much attention to it, we often think that not being prepared is the normal state.
但正常的是预备好才正常。
But to be in a normal state is to be prepared.
没有预备好是不正常的。
And to be not prepared is in an abnormal state.
所以我们应该求主帮助我们能够常常当一个正常的基督徒。
Therefore, we should ask the Lord to help us to often be a Christian under normal condition.
等候在主的面前。
To wait before the Lord.
我相信当我们每一个弟兄姊妹都预备好的时候，我们所经历主的同在，享受主的丰富，是远远超过我们所经历的。
I believe that if every brother and sister is prepared before the Lord, then our experience to enjoy the Lord and His abundance is going to be much, much more.
但是有一个具体的机会的时候，我们就要把握这个机会。
But if we have a concrete opportunity, then we should grab onto that opportunity.
如果我们有一个具体的机会的时候，我们就还是很懒散，就放弃掉。
If we have this concrete opportunity and we're still very lazy and we give it up,
我想你说你要做一个随时预备好的，恐怕是很困难。
And then I think if you say you want to be a Christian who is prepared or ready at all times, that is very difficult.
就好像是你平常没有好好的深入的在主面前透彻的祷告。
That is as if on the normal, if day to day you do not have these deep, clear prayers before the Lord.
那你说你要做一个恒切的祷告、不住的祷告的人，那很困难。
And then you say you want to be someone who prays constantly and deeply, then that is very difficult.
因为你连在主面前打通那条路的那个经历都没有。
Because you don't have this experience of opening this path to the Lord.
你怎么知道你现在想的就是已经是了？
Then how do you know what you are thinking is really what it is?
所以我们有连续两次交通的机会。
Therefore, we have two consecutive opportunities to share.
这是主有一个机会来提升我们。
And that is an opportunity the Lord has given to us to elevate us.
一同享受他的丰富。
To together enjoy his abundance.
千万不要以为说啊，要我预备，我不来聚会了。
Please do not think that if you need to be prepared, then I'm just not going to come.
你要知道这个损失最大的还是你自己。
Then remember, the person that you're shortchanging the most is yourself.
当然教会也因为你这样受到亏损。
Of course, the church will also be shortchanged because of it.
所以我们每一个人到聚会来，实在是应该先预备好。
Therefore, as each one of us come to a gathering, we should be prepared.
如果是常常预备好的，主就会在此他所选定的时间，那你还没想到的时候，他就使用你。
If you are constantly, if you are often prepared, then at a time that you cannot even imagine, the Lord will use you.
你不要羡慕人被主使用。
Do not envy those who are used by God.
你只要常常预备好的，你就知道主要怎么样使用你。
If you are often prepared, then the Lord will know how to use you.
所以帮我们彼此激励。
Therefore, let us encourage each other.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们把今天一同交通的机会在仰望在你手中。
Lord, today we commit the time of our fellowship into your hand.
因为你是我们的供应。
Because you are our provision.
教会是你自己的。
The church is yours.
只有你知道教会需要什么。
Only you know what the church needs.
我们常常看不清楚。
We often cannot see clearly.
我们常常容易失望。
We are often disappointed.
We are
often reactive.
We are often reactive.
And we're often easily attracted by things that you don't like.
We
look to you for your mercy. To provide for us. To appear to us at this time. To speak to us.
是恩典给说话的翻译的。
Be gracious to the one who is speaking and the one who is translating.
是恩典给一同领受主话语的。
Be gracious to all those who are receiving the Lord's words.
求主圣灵充满我们。
May the Lord's Spirit fill us.
供应我们。
Provide for us.
刚强我们。
Strengthen us.
堵住我们的破口。
To stop our gaps.
启示我们。
Reveal to us.
带我们进入一切的真理。
To lead us all into all truth.
愿你得荣耀。
May glory be unto you.
羞辱归给仇敌。
And shame be unto the enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们来读两处的圣经。
Let us read two passages from the scripture.
请翻开哥林多后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第8节到第10节。
Verse 8 through 10.
哥林多后书第一章第八节到第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8 through 10.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。For
we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively and beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life.
自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。Indeed,
we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, and on whom we have set our hope, and he yet will deliver us.
再请看罗马书,
Let us now turn to Romans,
第七章,
chapter 7.
罗马书第七章, 18节到第七章结束。
Romans chapter 7, starting with verse 18 to the end of the chapter.
我也知道在我里头，在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。For
I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is my in my flesh, for the willing of present in me, but the doing of good is not.
故此，我愿意的善。 我反不做，我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want.
若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but the sin which dwells in me.
我觉得有个律。 就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good.
因为按着我里面的意思，就是里面的人的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
但我觉得肢体中另有个律，和我心中的律交战。 把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。But
I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。 这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体 却顺服罪的律了。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.
刚才我们读的哥林多后书第一章和这里罗马书第七章。
What we just read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and what we just read here, Romans chapter 7.
我们都共同看见有一个词是拯救的那个救。
We see this word is the word salvation.
这个救呢是拉出来的那个拯救。
And this salvation is hauled out.
是这一个是可以说是看见神的手的拯救。
We can also say that we see God's hand in the salvation.
我想我们信主的人除了有主的话，
I think those of us who believe in the Lord, in God, not only do we have God's words,
我们常常读主的话，
we often read the Lord's words.
我们也甚至把主的话记在心里，
and we remember the Lord's words in our heart.
所以我们的心里应该是，我们看主的话应该从心里去看。
Therefore, as we look at the Lord's words, we should be looking at it from our heart.
但不只看到主的话，
But not only do we see the Lord's words,
我们应当也常常看见主的手。
We should often see the Lord's hand as well.
你看见主的手，你就看见主的工作。
Because when you see the Lord's hand, that is when you see the Lord's work.
你不看见主的手，
If you do not see the Lord's hand,
你就不知道主在做什么。
Then you do not know what the Lord is doing.
你常常看见主的手，
If you often see the Lord's hand,
你就知道你实在是活在主同在里面。
Then you will know that you're living in the presence of the Lord.
所以主的同在，主的手是可以经历的。
Therefore, the Lord's presence and the Lord's hand is something that you can experience.
当我读到这个历史书的时候，
When I read a history book,
那个就是列王记历代志。
When I read the Judges and the Chronicles,
那个以斯拉、以斯帖，还有尼希米记。
When I read Ezra, Esther, and Nehemiah,
我非常稀奇的一件事情。
I'm very much amazed at one thing.
就是圣经里面那个词啊，有一个神的手的这个词啊，常常在里面出现。
There is such a word, God's hand, that often appears in these books.
不过很可惜，中文没有翻那么清楚。
But unfortunately, the Chinese translation is not so clear.
但是呢，那个我原文的资料很清楚。
But in the original text, it's very clear.
所以神的手是不断的出现的。
Therefore, God's hand often appears.
神的手借着先知出现。
God's hand appears through the prophet.
神的手借着他话语出现。
God's hand appears through His words.
神的手借着一件事情的发展出现。
God's hand appears through the progress of an event.
神的手在许多的事情上面明显的显明出来。
God's hand clearly appears on many things.
所以那个写圣经的人，他就不知不觉，他就一定要把神的手把它记在里面。
Therefore, unconsciously, the one who is writing the scripture writes about God's hand.
你看到这个事情，你觉得只是一个事情。
When you see this event, you may think that it is only an event.
你看到神借着先知发预言，只是一件预言而已。
When you see that God uses the prophet to prophesy, you think it is only a prophecy.
但是圣经在记载的时候，就是先知就是神的手，那个伸出去的那个手。
But when, as the scripture records it, then the prophet is God's hand reaching out.
所以让我们看到，你当你听到神的话的时候，就不是只有话而已。
Therefore, we know that when you hear God's words, these are not just words.
神的手在后面做工。
It is God's hand that is doing the work behind it.
所以我们需要能够听见神的话，我们的眼睛能够看见神的手在那里带领。
Therefore, we must hear God's words, and then we will see God's hand leading.
所以有时候神的手是拦阻我们继续恶化。
Therefore, sometimes God's hand stops us from doing something evil.
有时候神的手是把我们引向更高之处。
And sometimes God's hand guides us to a higher place.
所以你如果常常看见神的手，
Therefore, if you often see God's hand,
你这一个人哈，不得不警醒起来。
Then you will be an alert person.
神是无所不在的神。
God is everywhere. God's presence is everywhere.
神的手也无所不在的出现。
And God's hand is omnipresent as well.
所以如果我们常常看见神的手，
Therefore, if we often see God's hand,
你就常常看到神的工作在我们当中，在你的周围，在你的身上，在你看得到的地方。
And you will see God's hand doing God's work among us in your surroundings, right around you.
不是很远的。
It is not far away.
不是很稀罕的。
It is not rare.
因为我们没有等在那里预备要经历主，所以我们好像主做的我们看不见。
Because we are not waiting there to experience the Lord, therefore what the Lord does we cannot see.
主要我们看的，我们不看。
What the Lord wants us to see, we do not see.
主不要我们看的，我们就一直在那里打转。
And we continue to circle around these things that God do not want us to see.
但是你如果不断的看见神的手的做工。
But if you continuously see the Lord's hand doing the work,
在你心中很自然就感觉有一条路在那里手在那里引出来。
And in your heart, you will naturally feel there is a path before you.
你若常常看见神的手，
And you will often see God's hand.
你不敬畏都不行了。
And then you cannot help but to be godly.
其实敬畏很难教的，你知道吗？
Being godly is something that is very difficult to teach.
这没办法教的。
You cannot teach it.
你没有遇见神，你就是不知道怎么敬畏他，你不知道跟他怎么。你的位置摆不知道摆哪里才对啊。
If you have not experienced the Lord, then you do not know how to be godly. You do not know where to place yourself.
你就好像你在看一幅画，你那个画画的人，他有他的那个画画的那个里面的感受。
There, it's like you're looking at a picture, and the painter he has certain feelings inside.
就看画的人就看不到。
And then the one who is looking at the picture do not know what the folks are feeling. That is often the situation.
所以如果我们常常看见神的手，你很自然就会敬畏。
Therefore, if you often see God's hand, then you will naturally be godly.
而且你会尊重主的权柄。
And you will respect God's authority.
主的权柄不是一个很遥远的东西。
God's dominion is not something that is far away.
甚至你很欢喜主的权柄在你身上。
Even if you are very joyful to have God's dominion over you,
主的权柄在我们身上，主就把我们带到他旨意所要带的地方去。
When God's dominion is on us, then He will bring us to the place where He wants us to be.
主的手在我们身上如果有多做工的话。
If God's hand can do more work on us,
我们这个人本来是不能等的人。
And then we are originally people who cannot wait.
我们也能够等得下来。
And we can wait in that case.
许多的时候要等神的时间。
Many times you have to wait for God's time.
今天我们在一起聚会。
Today as we gather together,
我们弟兄姊妹彼此都有很多的缺点。
Brothers and sisters all have many weaknesses.
主也允许很多的问题在我们当中发生。
And God allows many problems to occur among us.
主也允许很多的需要在我们身上，在我们当中要一同仰望等候主。
And the Lord allows many needs among us so that we have to wait before Him.
但如果我们不相信神会做事。
But if we do not believe that God can do work,
我们不相信神的手会把我们带过这些所有我们觉得很艰难的东西。
If we do not believe that God's hand will guide us through all these difficult situations,
你迟早总要想自己的办法。
And then sooner or later you will use your own method.
你想了自己的办法的结果。
And the result of you using your own method,
你就是不需要神的手做工了。
And that is, you no longer need God's hand to do work.
你就不等神的手做工。
And then you do not wait for God's hand to do work.
你也不需要神的权柄。
And you do not need God's dominion.
你自己做权柄。
Then you become your own authority.
所以，你多多看见神的手是很重要的。
Therefore, it is very important to see more of God's hand.
你看见神的手，叫你能够愿意做一个能等候的人。
When you see God's hand, you should ask for the mercy for God to help you to be a person who can wait.
今天我们都是半成品的。
Today we are all half-finished goods.
我们都是在主制作的过程当中。
We are all in the process of being made by God.
主把我们聚在一起，就是叫我们能够有机会让它成功。
God has gathered us together so that He has the opportunity to finish it.
如果我们东跑西跑呢，那个事情，那个工作呢，就不会完美的。
If we are running here and running there, and then that work cannot be completed.
所以你等候神的手，你就是让神在你生命中做人所不能做的工作。
If you can wait for God's hand, then you allow God to do the work that men cannot do.
神的生命性情在我们身上成为实际，那不是一天变化出来的。
When God's life and attributes become a reality on us, that is not something that can happen overnight.
那是经过不晓得多少无数的工作在我们身上。
That is after countless amount of work on us.
还有，你若不常常看见神的手，
and then if you do not often see God's hand,
你怎么能够成为一个以神的应许为我们的盼望的人？
Then how can you become someone whose hope is God's will?
你怎么会
God's promise?
你怎么会希望神成就他对我们的应许呢？
Then how can you wish that God fulfills His promise?
神迹就是一个记号。
A miracle is a sign.
神的手就不断地把那个记号赐给我们。
And God's hand continuously gives us that sign.
所以我们要做一个有盼望的人，你实在是常常遇见神的手。
Therefore, to be a hopeful person, we should often encounter God's hand.
你不但有盼望，而且你真的是欢喜迎接神的旨意。
Not only do you have hope, but you joyfully receive God's will.
所以神的手在我们上一做工的结果。
Therefore, the result of the Lord's hand doing work on us.
是要把我们带到永恒去。
It is to guide us into eternity.
所以同时神的手有一个很特别的工作。
And at the same time, God's hand does a very special work.
就像是我提的拯救。
And that is what I mentioned last time, salvation.
上次我给弟兄姊妹提的那个大纲。
The last time, the theme that I mentioned to you.
这个拉出来的拯救有好几方面。
There are many aspects to this salvation which has been hauled out.
一方面呢，是把我们从撒旦的权势里面拉出来。
On one hand, it is to haul us out of the dominion of Satan.
一面呢，把我们从恶人的势力里面呢拉出来。
And on the other hand, it hauls us from the power of the evil one.
另外一面呢，把我们从死的那个环境。尤其刚才我们读那一段圣经的前后讲，就是那个死的环境把你压住，那个环境拖出来。
And then on the other aspect, just like the scripture we just read, it hauls you from the environment of death.
还有呢，就是将来主再来的时候，有一个主的愤怒要从那里拖出来。
And then it also hauls us.In the future, it holds us from the wrath of God.
还有将来的审判的刑罚，从那里把我们拖出来，让我们不会在刑罚里面，不会在受审判里面。
And then it also holds us from the punishment of the judgment.
但是现在呢，在我们身上有一个很重大的拯救。
But right now, there is a great salvation on us.
我们好像知道，但又知道的不够多。
It is as if we know a little bit, but we do not know enough.
我们有经历。但是我们还需要更多的经历。
We have experience, but we need more experiences.
就是从肉体中罪和死的律里面拯救出来。
And that is to save us from the flesh, from the sin and the death of the law.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体？
Who can save me from this corrupted body?
肉体。
This flesh.
肉体是我们面对的一个重大的敌人。
This flesh is this great enemy that we face.
靠我们自己胜不过它。
By ourselves, we cannot overcome it.
但是主常常用他大能的手把我们拖出来。
But the Lord, using His mighty hand, often hauls us from it.
所以讲到这些拯救的时候呢，可以很道理，可以很强调很就是只讲道理这一面。
when we talk about salvation, we can talk about it only in theory.
但是我们读圣经的，你发现呢，充满了这个事实在里面。
But those of us who read the scripture, we will find that it is full of truth.
我们记得这个保罗，他到耶路撒冷去，要送这个钱呢，捐献给耶路撒冷的教会。
Through Paul's experience, when he was going to Jerusalem to give the donation money,
结果这个耶路撒冷的那些那些受律法捆绑的人呢，就起来逼迫保罗。
And then those people in Jerusalem, they oppressed Paul.
那
Those people who
后来保罗就被抓到监牢里面去。
Those people who were constrained by the law, they oppressed Paul and then they imprisoned him.
保罗在监牢里面，他们心里还不满意。
When Paul was in prison, they still were not satisfied.
因为他们认为保罗是那搅动天下，是把天下把犹太人啊，整个人的犹太教的信仰整个搅乱的。
Because they believe Paul is the one who stirred up the world, who confused and stirred up the beliefs of the Jewish people.
所以在他们心中有一个恨，就是非置他于死地不可。
Therefore, in their heart, there is a hatred to the point that they want to put him to death.
所以他们有40个人在那里偷偷的计划。
Therefore, there were 40 of them who were secretly plotting.
就是说如果没有先杀保罗，他就不吃饭，不喝水。
And that they said that if they do not kill Paul, if they do not put him to death, then they will not drink or eat.
但是神很奇妙的作为。
But God had this amazing work.
这让保罗外甥听到这个消息。
Paul's nephew heard of this news.
然后呢，他的外甥保罗外甥跑去告诉保罗。
And Paul's nephew went to tell Paul.
然后保罗呢，就叫那个百夫长呢，把他带去见千夫长。
And Paul then asked the head.
那个在使徒行传二十章，嗯，就这样chief leader就好了。
Paul then asked to be brought to the chief.
所以千夫长呢就连夜把保罗就送到该撒利亚的方向去了。
And then the chief sent Paul overnight to Cassidius.
这是神很奇妙的作为。
And that is an amazing work. That is the amazing work of God.
怎么会让保罗的外甥听到这个消息？
How can Paul's nephew find out about this news?
因为神定规保罗就是不会死在耶路撒冷。
Because God has already destined that Paul will not die in Jerusalem.
虽然很危险，但是呢，神有救法。
Even though it was very dangerous, but God had a way to save him.
神常常做很奇妙的事情。
Therefore, God often does amazing work.
你记不记得保罗得救的是怎么样？
Do you remember how Paul was saved?
保罗得救之前是一个逼迫教会的人。
Before Paul was saved, he was a person who persecuted the church.
他拿了大祭司的命令，要到大马色或大马士革去抓在那里的基督徒。
He had the order from the high priest to imprison Christians, in Damascus.
但是走到大马色的路上呢，就遇见了主。
But on his way to Damascus, he met God. He met the Lord.
遇见了主。主向他显现，他看见大光。
And the Lord met him, and he saw the light.
而且从马上摔下来。
And he fell from his horse.
眼睛瞎了。
And he became blind.
你想当时在大马色里面的基督徒心里是多么的不安呢？
Think about how unrested were the Christians in Damascus.
我相信他们在那里一直迫切的祷告。
I believe that they must have fervently prayed.
不晓得这个事情要怎么发展。
They don't know how this event was going to progress.
他们是处在一个受逼迫的一个环境里面。
They were in an environment of persecution.
他们只有在那里寻求主。
They can only seek the Lord there.
到底应该前面往应该怎么走？
How should they proceed?
结果有一个弟兄叫亚拿尼亚。
And then there's a brother named Ananias.
他在寻求的时候，结果主说主让他看到异象。
And then as he was seeking before the Lord showed him a vision.
就是保罗到直接的一个人家里面去了。That
Paul had went to someone's house.
然后这个要亚拿尼亚呢去给他按手祷告。And
he want Ananias to go and put his hand on him to pray.
然后去接纳他。To
accept him.
他心里想说,这怎么可能啊?
And he thought in his heart, how can this be possible?
他说,主啊,这个人是要来逼迫我们的,是来抓我们的。
He said to the Lord, Lord, this is the person who was sent to persecute us.
你叫我去为他祷告?
You want me to go pray for him?
但是主说,他是我所拣选的人,我要使用他。
But the Lord said, he is a chosen instrument of mine, I will use him.
我想我们在许多的环境里面,我们常常搞不清楚的。
I think many times in an environment we are often confused.
但是你如果是一个预备好的人,
but if you are a prepared person,
主就在那里做他奇妙的工作。
And the Lord will do his amazing work.
在亚拿尼亚身上是个很矛盾的情形。
On Ananias, he was very conflicted.
他所盼望的可能只是这个逼迫希望不要临到。
Perhaps what he had hoped for is was that only this persecution will not come.
但没有想到主所做的是超过这个所想的。
But he did not think that what the Lord will do will surpass what he asked.
这个来逼迫他们的人呢, 主把他得着了。
That the Lord will beget the person who is persecuting them.
然后呢, 主要他去接纳他们。
And the Lord wants him to accept him.
而且不止如此, 后来保罗得救之后,
And not only that, after Paul was saved,
在大马色呢, 反而传起福音来,
he started preaching the gospel in Damascus.
传了福音呢, 连那些, 跟他原来同样想法的人说, 这个人不是大祭司派来就是要来抓基督徒的吗?
Even he preached the gospel to a point that those who used to be with him said, wasn't this the person who the high priest sent to capture the Christians?
怎么来传他原先所要逼迫的呢?
How come he is preaching about the one whom he used to persecute?
不但如此, 保罗后来成为一个受逼迫的人。
And not only that, Paul later became one who is persecuted.
所以你看见神在这里有一个奇妙的转动哈, 是超过我们可以解释的。
Therefore, you see, God has this amazing work here that is beyond what we can explain.
在旧约里面有一卷书,
In the Old Testament, there is a book.
这卷书呢, 很奇妙, 刚讲那个神的手呢, 这个词呢, 它没有出现。
Amazingly, the phrase that we talked about, God's hand, did not appear in this book.
但你看整个整卷书呢, 根本就是神的手在那里做工。
But you will see throughout the entire book that it is God's hand doing its work.
这卷书呢, 就是以斯帖记。
And this book is the book of Esther.
以斯帖记呢, 就是有一个王叫亚哈水鲁。
This book talks about this king named Ahasuerus.
他征服了当时的, 亚细亚, 中亚, 一直到这个耶路撒冷这么很大的地方。
And at that time, he had conquered Asia and all the way to Jerusalem.
所以他的国分为127省。
Therefore, his nation was divided over 127 provinces.
所以他是很荣耀的。
Therefore, he was very glorious.
那他后来呢, 这个抬举了一个臣, 一个臣子呢, 叫做那个, 那个哈曼。
And later, he promoted one of his subjects named Haman.
那这个哈曼呢, 他有个情形呢, 就是他这个人是, 很看重他自己。
Haman had a character, which is he highly looked upon himself.
他被这个亚哈水鲁王抬举之后呢, 还得了一个, 就是说一个从王来的命令, 就是说, 凡是看到他的人都要向他下拜。
And after he was promoted by King Ahasuerus, he also received this decree from him that anyone who sees him shall bow down to him.
即使他的同事也都要向他下拜。
And all of his colleagues must bow down to him as well, his peers.
那但是呢, 这些同事当中就有一个人不愿意向他下拜。
And then among his peers, one of them do not want to bow down to him.
这个同事呢就是莫迪改。
And that peer is Mordecai.
那莫迪改不向他下拜呢，这个哈曼就非常的生气。
And Mordecai did not want to bow down to him, and this made Haman very angry.
他生气的结果呢，他就想要想一个办法，把莫迪改同族的人呢，全部在一次机会里面。全部除尽。
And he was so angry that he plotted that he wanted this one opportunity to kill all of Mordecai's people.
所以就是在他们预定的，就是在那一年的这个十二月十三号要来做这件事情。
And then they decided that on December 13th of that year they were going to do this.
他的原因就是因为他的骄傲没有得到尊重。
And the reason was because his pride was not respected.
那所以这个事情呢，就造成犹大人呢就非常的恐慌。
And this caused the Jewish people to be very scared.
这个定这个命令呢，是在这个一月的时候定的。
And this decree came in January.
执行呢是在十二月。
And it was to be executed in December.
所以当这个命令一发布的时候呢，哈曼是很高兴，他准备等着这个事情呢来发生。
And when this decree first came out, Haman was very excited and joyful, and he was just waiting for the execution to happen.
但是呢，莫迪改跟犹大人呢就非常的伤痛。
However, Mordecai and the Jewish people were very sad and anguished.
如果神没有出来做工的话，可能就在那一次机会里面呢，所有的犹大人呢就通通杀光。
And if God did not come out to do His work, then it is possible that one time the people of Judah will all die.
这杀光的结果是什么？产生什么后果呢？
And what would be the result of that?
基督就不会第一次降临了。
And the result of that would be that Christ would not come.
所以你发现有一些的事情它的影响是非常重大的。
Therefore, you see, some things, there is a great impact.
啊，像这个事情就是一个很重大的影响。
And this is something that would have a great impact.
所以莫迪改在他心里面，他知道这个事态非常的严重。
Therefore, in Mordecai's heart, he knew that this is very serious.
那这个事情呢，只有这个王能够答应他有另外解决的方法，或者没有方法可以解决。
And this problem, other than a promise from the king, there is no other way to resolve it.
所以他在很危急的时候，他就找了他的那个养女，叫以斯帖。
And therefore, at that time,He went to look for the daughter he adopted named Esther.
那以斯帖呢，在当时呢，就是被选为那个皇后，王后。
Esther at that time had already been chosen as the queen.
但是讲到王后去找国王，应该很容易，是不是？
It should be very easy for the queen to look out and seek out the king.
但当时有个规矩，如果王没有去招她来，她不能自己去。
But at that time, there was a rule that if the king did not summon her, then she cannot go.
如果她自己去，王不允许这个，那她就要，或者是命就没有了，或者就很严重的事情。
If she goes without being summoned, then unless the king approves, then she can die.
所以虽然她是王后，但她却没有可以自由去。朝见王的这个自由。
Therefore, even though she was the queen, she did not have the freedom to go and seek the king.
所以，那个莫迪改去找王后的时候呢，王后呢，她讲说，我自己也没有这个自由。
Therefore, when Mordecai went to seek out the queen said, "I do not have this freedom myself."
但是莫迪改给王后有一句话。
But Mordecai told the queen,
他说你今天被提升到这个位置，你做王后，岂不是就是为了今天吗？
He said to her, "You have been elevated to this position to be the queen. Is it not for today?"
许多时候我们觉得我们生活的事情跟主没关系。
Many times we feel that the lives we live is not related to God.
所以有时候主要使用我们啊，或者主要呼召我们啊，我们觉得哎呀，这跟主没关系，我们就算了。
Many times when the Lord calls upon us, we feel that it is not related to God, and we do not go.
但是莫迪改德良说，你今天得到这个王后的位分，岂不是就是为着今天要解决这个问题吗？
But Mordecai told the queen, "You are in the position of the queen today. Is it not for you're in the position of a queen? Is it not for today's event?"
你如果拒绝成为神使用的器皿
，If you refuse to be God's instrument,
莫迪改说，神有另外的方法叫犹大人得着解脱。
And Mordecai said to her, "If you refuse to be God's instrument, then God has other ways to free the Jews."
许多时候，我们也觉得我们不愿意给主使用。
Many times we feel that we do not want to be used by God.
但是你放心好了，你不愿意被主使用了，主有别的机会，主去用别的。
But rest assured that if you do not want to be God's instrument, then God has other instruments to use.
你只要问说这个事情是不是出于主，最重要是不是出于主。
The most important thing is to ask whether or not this comes from God.
出于主，我们就应当把自己摆在主的手中。
If this comes from the Lord, then we should commit ourselves into the Lord's hand.
所以以斯帖他听到这个，他说：“好，那我请整个苏三城的犹大人呢，为我为这个事情禁食三天三夜。”
And after Esther heard this, she said, "Go and assemble all the Jews and in Susa and fast for 3 days."
然后他就去见王。
And she went to see the king.
如果王不向他伸出手中的金杖，那要置他于死地。然后说死就死吧。
And if the king does not extend to her the golden scepter, then she said, "If I perish, I perish."
所以以斯帖要心甘情愿地去做这件事情。
Therefore, Esther has to go do this willingly.
那感谢主，这个事情呢，一个很奇妙的转折。
And thank the Lord, this event has this amazing turning point.
以斯帖呢去见了王，就王向他伸出手中的金杖。
And Esther went to see the king, and the king extended to her the golden scepter.
但是以斯帖呢，王问以斯帖说：“你要什么？”
And the king asked Esther, "What would you like?"
他说呢，我只要请你来吃饭就好。你呢，跟那个哈曼一起来吃饭。
And she said, "All I want is to throw a banquet, prepared for you and Haman."
那个哈曼呢，一看跟王只有请两个人了。一个是王，一个是哈曼，哇，这下子很有面子啊。
And Haman was very pleased because he saw that only two people were invited. It was the king and him.
所以哈曼心里就非常非常的喜乐。
And Haman was very joyful inside.
所以吃完饭以后呢，恐怕他心里就不晓得自己是人是什么人了。
And after the feast, he did not even remember who he was.
但是呢，等到他出的这个王宫的时候呢，又看到莫迪改。
However, as he was exiting the palace, he saw Mordecai.
那莫迪改呢，又不向他拜，摆个臭脸给他。
And Mordecai refused again to bow down to him.
那他心里就整个心情就转坏了，就很难过。
And then his whole mood turned.
然后回去呢，就跟他的太太啊，跟他的朋友讲，这个莫迪改真是很可恶。
And then he went home to speak to his wife and his friends.
那这个他太太呢，他的朋友就要建议说，那你这样好了，你做一个架子，就十字架啊。那明天早上，因为那个就在那吃饭的时候哈，那我还忘讲了，那吃饭的时候哈，王就问以斯帖你要什么。
And Haman told his wife and his friends how mad he was at Mordecai. And during the meal, the king had asked Esther what would she like.
那以斯帖说呢，我现在不跟你讲，我是有要东西，但是呢，我现在不想跟你告诉你。我呢，那个你们请你们明天再来吃。
And Esther said, there is something that I want, but I won't tell you what it is now. You can come to my banquet again tomorrow.
所以那个哈曼很高兴，就是他不止吃了一次，还吃第二次，而且只有他们两个人去吃。
And Haman was very happy because he was invited to this banquet not once but twice, and there were only two guests.
所以，但是他看到莫迪改，整个心情就转坏。But
as soon as he saw Mordecai, his whole mood was soured.
所以接着他就接受他的妻子跟这个他的朋友的建议，就做个十字架是为着莫迪改的。So
he took the suggestion from his wife and his friends, and he set up this cross for Mordecai.
而且就是他是希望在明天呢。 去吃饭以前呢，就求王啊，把莫迪改呢就挂在十字架上面，先除掉他。
And he had hoped that before the banquet the next day, that he can ask the king to approve to nail Mordecai onto the cross.
那他觉得这个计划呢，实在是好的不得了。
And he felt that this was a wonderful plan.
但是呢。 在那天晚上，就是第二天的之前的那个晚上呢，那个亚哈水鲁王呢睡不着觉。And
the night before that night, the king Ahasuerus could not fall asleep.
睡不着觉呢，就他就叫这个他的这个臣子呢，把他那个历史的记录拿来看看。And
then he called his subjects to bring to him the record, the chronicles.
就看到呢，有记载一则就是。 曾经有两个太监要计划谋杀他，但是呢，有一个人呢，给他报通风报信，使他得救。And
then, as he was looking at the chronicles, he read this one incident where there were two eunuchs who sought to kill him, and someone saved him.
这一个人呢，就是莫迪改。他说，他这样子，他做了这件事，他有没有得过什么好处啊？我有没有给他爵位啊？有没有什么封他？ 就是给他什么赏赐啊？
And that person was Mordecai, and he asked, "What kind of honor and dignity have I bestowed upon Mordecai for this?"
就他的那太监就说没有，什么都没给。
And his servant said, "Nothing." The Mordecai had received nothing.
那王想说，那应该要给他一点赏赐啊。
And the king said he should be rewarded.
所以他们谈这个事情谈了一个阶段的时候呢，这个哈曼进来了。
And as they were discussing this, Haman came in.
Haman 进来的目的是要把莫迪改钉在十字架上。And
the purpose for Haman's coming is that he wanted the king to nail Mordecai on the cross.
但是呢，王首先问他说，他说王所喜悦的人哈，应该怎么样对待他？And
then the king said, how should one who finds favor with the king be honored?
那哈曼就说。 王所喜悦的岂不是我吗？
And Haman thought, the one who finds favor with the king, isn't that me?
那如果是我的话，那当然是把王最好的衣服啊，那个冠冕啊，这个还有王所坐的马啦，就给他穿衣服，给他骑他马，然后还派一个王最尊贵的大臣走在前面，来告诉他说，王所喜悦的人就是这样对待他。
And then he thought, this person must be me, so let them bring the royal robe and the crown that the king has worn and the horse that the king has ridden, and bring the king's most noble subject and walk before him to say, behold, this is the man whom the king desires to honor.
这哈曼想说，这下子我又风光了啊。And
Haman thought, this time I shall be so glorious.
就没有想到，他说你就这样去对那个莫迪改这样做。However,
he did not expect the king to say, go quickly and do this to Mordecai.
所以他就在那里，他就走在莫迪改的前面，就喊说：“这王所喜悦的呢，要这样的对待。”Therefore,
he had to walk before Mordecai and say, "This is the honor of the man whom the king desires to honor."
所以他真是灰头土脸。And
therefore, he felt that he had ashes all over his face.
但不止如此，他刚刚回到家里面，他跟他太太、跟他的妻子讲的这件事情，他妻子说。 他是犹大人，所以你胜不了他的。And
even worse, he went home and told his wife this, and his wife said, "If Mordecai is of the Jewish origin, you will not overcome him."
正在那里讨论的时候，太监来找他说：“王后找你去吃饭。
And as they were discussing, as they were talking, a servant arrived to say that the queen has invited you to the banquet. So he had to hurry to the banquet.
这一次吃饭之前呢, 王就问王后说,
and before the banquet, the king had asked the queen, what do you desire?
王后就说, 我要我的性命跟我同族之人的性命。
And the queen said, I want my life and the life of my people.
王听了也很震惊的, 怎么会是这种需要呢?
And the king was astonished. How come the queen has such a request?
因为有人呢,计划呢, 把我的同族之人呢,
because someone is plotting to kill me and all of my people.
那王就说,
and the king asked, who is plotting this?
王后就说,
and the queen said, this foe, this wicked man is Haman.
结果就是这个哈曼呢,
and the result is that Haman was nailed on a cross that he himself prepared.
我是假设弟兄姊妹对这卷书不太熟。
I'm assuming that you are not very familiar with this book.
所以呢，我就讲的比较详细一点。
Therefore, I am giving you a very detailed description.
这些的人物有没有意思?
These people, do they have, are there meaning?
其实有的。
Actually, there is.
这哈曼就好像我们的肉体一样。
Haman is like our flesh.
很骄傲的。
Very proud.
而且呢, 就是带来死亡的。
And also it brings death.
那这个亚哈水鲁王代表什么呢?
And what does the king Ahasuerus represent?
亚哈水鲁王代表我们的魂。
Ahasuerus represents our soul.
就是呢, 我们的魂哈, 这亚哈水鲁有个情形就是他哈, 他的决定都是别人给他建议的。
All the decisions coming from Ahasuerus are other people's suggestions.
你发现哈, 他这卷书他讲的就是，哎，亚哈水鲁他没有自己做什么决定，他的决定都是听来的。
You find in this book that this king he has not made many decisions on himself. He decides upon whatever he hears from others.
他倾向谁，就谁就决定，谁的建议就成为决定。
Whomever he leans towards, that person's decision becomes his decision.
就像我们这个人一样。
Just like us.
我们的魂呢？
Our soul.
我们的魂, 你倾向肉体, 你就做肉体的决定。
If our soul leans towards the flesh, then we will decide on behalf of the flesh.
你的魂体贴灵呢, 就做灵里面的决定。
And if the soul leans towards the spirit, then it will decide in the spirit.
那另外呢, 莫迪改呢, 是预表圣灵。
And Mordecai represents the spirit, Holy Spirit.
他知道这个事情的严重性。
He knew the seriousness of the matter.
所以呢, 他就去告诉这个以斯帖。
Therefore, he went and told Esther.
那以斯帖就预表呢, 人的灵。
And Esther represents the spirit of men.
人的灵要愿意。
The spirit of men has to be willing.
要愿意接受圣灵的引导。
To be willing to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你若不愿意接受圣灵的引导, 圣灵就是感动你, 你还是没有用。
If you are not willing to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, even if the Spirit touches you, it's useless.
所以那这个瓦斯提呢是代表那个美丽的东西。它的名字意思就是美的意思。The
name means beautiful.
那就是我们的旧人来讲话, 就是说我们的这个还没有得救的人来讲话, 就是那个, 我们的良心, 啊, 算是最美的, 就是说在我们没有得救的人来讲,
the name Esther means beautiful, and before we're saved, our conscience is the most beautiful thing.
我想这个, 我这样讲呢, 大家一下子可能不一定会体会得很深,
and as I speak this, perhaps you do not have a deep feeling for it.
但是呢, 你要知道, 像他这个影响呢, 是影响到整个全以色列人的。
But you have to think about this as something that will impact entire Israel.
所以我提这个的目的是什么呢? 就是告诉你, 告诉我自己, 有时候我们活在肉体里面, 不是只影响我一个人。
And the reason I talk about this is to remind you and to remind myself that sometimes when we're living in the flesh, it does not only affect us as a single person.
他这个肉体的作为呢，可以把整个犹大人呢，就全部除尽。
The conduct in the flesh can eliminate all of the Jewish people.
也就是预备基督再来的那条线呢，就切断了。
And that will disconnect the line that will lead to
预备基督第一次来的那条线的切断。
That the line that brings Christ to us the first time would have been disconnected.
今天在我们身上，我们是等候主第二次来。
Today on us, we are preparing for the Lord's second coming.
如果我们活在肉体里面，
If we live in flesh,
我们不可能等候主的再来。
Then we cannot wait for God's second coming.
所以活在圣灵里面是我们必须要注意的事情。
Therefore, we must pay attention to living in the Spirit.
我们要成熟，教会要成熟，都必须在圣灵的带领底下。
We need to mature, and the church needs to mature, and both of them needs to be under the guidance of the Spirit.
我想没有时间的话，我就应该就停在这里好了。
Since we're running out of time, let me stop here.
好，我们先祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们求你用宝血为这些的话划定界限。
Lord, we ask that you use your precious blood to draw a line for these words.
我们需要你启示。
We need your revelation.
才叫我们能有更深的认识。
So that we can have a deeper understanding.
说话的人所能够交通的是很有限的。
The fellowship that the speaker can have is very limited.
求主圣灵在我们身上做更具体更深的工作。
We ask the Lord to do more concrete and continuous work on us.
求主带领我们活在圣灵里面。
We ask the Lord to guide us to live in the Spirit.
好叫我们能够成为你旨意成就的器皿。
So that we may be instruments that can fulfill your will.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.